The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyelitha, has visited market fire victims at Agbogbloshie and Kantamantu to find out how many of them have so far benefited from the 2 million cedi grant from government. It came to light that out of the 7,381 victims registered from Accra and Kumasi, 6,800 have been confirmed and verified to qualify for the grant. However, not all of them have received their share of the grant. Doreen Ampofo was with the team and has filed this report.
In view of the incessant fires at the markets, government set up a 5 million cedi fund. 3 million was for infrastructural development in the affected market, all the remaining 2 million to be distributed to the victims, both in Accra and Kumasi, with each one to get between 200 and 300 Ghana cedis. About a month ago, the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, in collaboration with Stanbic Bank, began the process of registering the victims to be able to disburse the money. During the visit to the affected market in Accra, the traders gave mixed responses as to whether or not they have received the money. While some said they had and were confident that others will, the rest were not too sure.
For me, for instance, I have my own, and it was a second batch. So I hope the third batch and the other one also will come.
The money is in badges, so I think mine is in the second batch, so I've not yet received mine.
They came to write all our names. We filled all the forms. Some has received the money, some hasn't. So we are still waiting. We are not sure that we will receive the money.
We've checked. Nothing has been there.
Are you confident that all of you are going to receive your money?
We don't know, because when you ask anybody, everybody says he's going to his or her bank, but nothing has been there.
The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyelitha, explained that some traders had not been confirmed due to discrepancies in their particulars. These include wrong house addresses and incorrect bank accounts.
We have disbursed 3,450. We have 380 names. They have been verified, but it has to go through the Apex Bank because they save with the rural banks. So we've disbursed to 50%. Some are still having challenges. Over here, the Makola Force Line have complained that some of them have been going and they've been having challenges with accessing. So this is something we are going to engage with Stanbic Bank about. Already, Maslock has given some of them loans, and Lesdeb is also going to provide some material and equipment and training for those who want to.
Madam Oyelitha assured them of government's commitment to alleviate their plight. She said the ministry, in collaboration with other stakeholders and sectors, will go beyond the disbursement of the grant and implement recommendations that came out of the data collection.
Doreen Ampofo reporting.